This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And you are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear something today I just preached a couple days ago. I just couldn't wait to get this on the radio because I thought it was a really timely message. It's one of my favorite subjects, and that is on predestination and the sovereignty of God. The sermon is entitled, What's Your Prognosis? And I just preached this on Sunday morning. And it's a look at Romans 8, 28 through 30, where we're looking at the fact that God has... Well, the word is prognosis. That's the Greek word, and that means to know in advance. Did you know that God knew you in advance? Shouldn't be foreign to you. It's the same thing he said to Jeremiah. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Oh, man, that opens a big can of worms. All that that entails. This is what we're going to look at. However many days, this is going to run at least 3, maybe 4 days. It's almost a 40-minute sermon. If you'd like a copy of this, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. Go to my Facebook page. You can download it right on your computer. Or my website, wgodradio.com. Facebook is WGOD Radio. You'll find the link on there. Or you can go to the church website, Island Community Church. You'll find the sermon up there, What's Your Prognosis? You click on that and then right-click it and save it. Whatever it takes, I'll mail you the CD, but you need to hear this message today on how God has already known you and everything that's already transpired over your soul concerning you. That's what we're looking at here starting today. Also today, you're invited out to Island Community Church tonight, 6 o'clock, midweek Bible study. We're in Luke chapter 9 tonight. Love to see you. But now, here's part one of What's Your Prognosis?
I was sitting in the den watching CNN, and I heard a knock on my front door. It was a tall, thin man selling plots of land from a place called Peaceful Shores. He said, the grass is green, the sky is so blue, there's a warm breeze blowing on a mountain view. For a nominal fee, I can guarantee I'll find a resting place for you. And I said, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. He said, friend, be real, this is quite a deal. Now think about your family, for they could stop by any time they like, visit you beside an old oak tree. Now don't you think it would be nice to know everything's been taken care of on the day you go? An easy payment plan and you can have this land. All you got to do is sign this note. I said, no, I don't care where you dig that hole, cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. And by the time they put my body down in the ground, I'll be singing with the angels at the old hoedown. I don't care where you dig that hole, cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay.
Reason I come here. So my friend John here says he can't wait to come this week because of the sermon. I don't know how you know. You must have heard me mention it on the radio. Excellent topic, one that I've done a lot of study on. And what's your prognosis, I've called it. Catchy title, isn't it? Incredibly great truth, isn't it? What's your prognosis? Who do we ask that of? Doctors? Weathermen? Ha! As if either one of those professions could offer to you an honest-to-goodness prognosis. Doctor? Weatherman? Stockbroker? It's been said that there are only two certain things in this world. You know what they are? Death and taxes. And I say to that, balderdash. 47% of the United States don't pay taxes. So, we'll knock that one out of the park. Taxes. As for death, now Jesus said, I am the resurrection. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. That's happened to a lot of people, we know. But he's not done yet. He said, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he says, do you believe this? I believe it. How about you? I'm still holding out hope that I can cheat death and write a giant N-A next to death when it concerns me. So a man's prognosis is a foolish thing. The Greek word for prognosis is prognosis. It means to know in advance. And only Almighty God can fit that bill. And when you find out today just what God knows in advance concerning you, you're going to leave here shouting today. At least I would if I were you. But then again, God's always got me shouting. We're in the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Now today we'll turn from suffering to glory. If you remember, we left off last week talking about suffering, remember? Romans chapter 8. Now that's where we'll pick up Paul's letter. Thank you, Bill. In verse 18. Romans 8:18. It says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Notice he doesn't say the glory that shall be revealed to us, but rather the glory which shall be revealed in us. 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. See, this glory is going to be revealed in you, not to you, in you. Here's another awesome scripture, 1 John 3:2. All these scriptures are on the handout, by the way, if you want to look at these later. 1 John 3:2. It says, beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is. Hallelujah is right. And verse 3, it says, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. So do you have this hope? I'm sorry, do you share this hope? Have you purified yourself? Or are you still worldly and sinning daily? Don't you realize what the Bible says about you? 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says, you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Here's a little more. This is Matthew 17:1. It says, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Now, what thinkest thou? Does that excite you? Everyone who has this hope purifies himself. Question, do you understand that there is an excellent chance that you are not going to die? Have you grasped that? There is an excellent chance that you are not going to die, and that this generation, after all of these years, is you. Now, he who has that hope purifies himself. Ah, come on. Stop sinning, church. Look up. He says, your redemption draweth nigh. Look up. Hebrews 9:28. He's coming a second time, apart from sin, unto all them that look for him. Is that you? He that has this hope purifies himself. Back to Romans. For I consider, verse 18, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. You're going to undergo a change, just like Jesus did on the Mount of Transfiguration. Metamorphe, transfigured.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.